Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the MPOC XCOM call on Monday. Kwame, Rudy Van Znik, Sam LaFranco, John Carr, and we have Klaus Stoll. And from staff, we have myself, Mariam Bakoshi. I'd like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much. Over to you, Rudy.
Thank you, Mariam. Rudy, for the transcript. We have a quite short agenda for today's call. The first thing that I would like to talk about is the Helsinki meeting, as I got quite some more information on what's going on or what's going to happen over there. And the next one, and the second item is the election process that needs to start this week. So I don't know if there is any other point that you want to add to the agenda. I'm not hearing one, not hearing any in the chat. Okay, let's start with the first agenda item, the Helsinki meeting. It seems that the meeting team gets more view on what is going to happen in Helsinki. And with regards to the possibilities to organize or to have outreach activities in Helsinki on the Monday, it looks like there will be some possibilities on the Monday. The final information will probably come through Mariam. Mariam is in contact with Tanzanika from the meeting team. And they are looking into the schedule to see where it is going to fit. So far, we have also been bringing to the table that as MPOC will get its fifth anniversary in June, that there will be something around the anniversary celebration on the Helsinki meeting. And again, Mariam is in touch with Tanzania in order to figure out if there are possibilities, and eventually if we need to go outside the conference space, if there is no space available for us in the meeting itself. I got this afternoon a quick chat with Jean-Jacques in order to have support, as he is the Vice President for Europe and for our communities also. He will also try to get clearance on what are the capabilities in logistics, in eventual catering and so on, to see if there is anything they can do from their side. That is the information that I'm getting for the moment. I don't know if Mariam has other information yet from Tanzania. I didn't see any on the mail, but there would be possibilities to have time and space available on the Monday. Klaus, I see you have your hand up. You have the floor.
Thank you, Rudy. Thank you for the news. But I think we shouldn't worry too much about catering. There is too much catering around operative items at the moment. I think what we really should worry about is to plan an event where we actually get people from civil society in Finland to the event, and not, again, do just in-reach, but also do some effective outreach. And it looks like we basically lost now a month of time since the first outreach happened. And I must say I'm very concerned about that point, because I don't think we should put any efforts into an event that basically just reaches the people we already know. Thank you.
Thank you, Klaus. Well, it has been quite difficult to figure out, even for the senior staff in ICANN, it was not easy to figure out if there was space or not, no space available. It's difficult as they are just planning a new meeting type that they never did before. And the number of rooms that are available in Helsinki itself are not that big, that many. So that's one of the reasons why there are some difficulties in getting things scheduled. Now, with regards to the outreach and trying to get bumps on seats, as Klaus is mentioning, that is something that, in fact, depends on how and who we want to approach. That's an activity that, in fact, stands a little bit out of the ICANN perspective. And the question is, as we know that in that period of time for the Helsinki civil society, it looks like it's quite difficult to get people invited and get them there as they seem to go somewhere on vacation. So if we want to do something, well, we need to plan to see how we can get them in. And you can only invite people if you know you have that you have space. So one depends on the other. But again, if Klaus, you have a plan to invite organizations, we can start the communication through the ICANN channel. Also, I have been asking for help from the communication department from ICANN to help us getting our message everywhere possible. And it depends on us. If we have a good message to send over, they will probably get it into all the channels they have. Yes, Klaus, I see you have your hand up. You have the floor.
As you just mentioned, I did some outreach 4 or 5 weeks ago, and I have some positive response from organizations, NGOs in Finland. But as we couldn't follow up with anything concrete, and we only could tell people, wait, the situation at the moment is that basically every organization that wanted to support us and I talked to has withdrawn basically their support or just simply didn't follow up on emails or calls. So, and understanding you that we are still not in a situation where we for definitely know what we can do or not can do, it, as I said, it will be extremely, extremely difficult to get anything going. I even doubt now, listening to the information you're giving us, if it's actually worthwhile. Again, with deep regret, and I think we have to be absolutely informed, ICANN, that this kind of planning meetings, this kind of timing, this kind of support is just not good enough and not acceptable. Because you need to sort these things out earlier so that you can actually do some effective outreach. And I feel very sorry about that. It looks to me, at least, that there's another opportunity that goes back. Thank you.
Thank you, Klaus. Yes, sir. John, I see you have your hand up. You have the floor.
Hi, Joan, for the record, I do agree we need lots of planning time in order to execute things, and we seem to get caught up in timelines all the time. So I think that's probably one of the recommendations that we should make up is that we need to have more planning time when there is a conference. So that's the first thing. So I do agree with that. The second thing is... you always have to kind of work with what you have anyway, as we all know. When you work into a sort of what I call the big ship, it's hard for them to turn around. So what we have is what we have. So in terms of this conference, I'm not saying for all conference, we just have to maybe plan for this conference and try to figure out the forthcoming ones, and they may or may not be on the executive committee. So I'm just going to focus on this one and anything I say for this conference. I think that in light of now we're in the middle of almost at the end of April, so we have limited time, I guess, to do what we really want to do, which is always the outreach and education. The subject, if Jean-Jacques is on board, engage the collaboration team to help us with something, because having an invitation in partnership with them would help the not-for-profits in the area to respond quicker, because they would know who ICANN is, or maybe not. But anyway, I think a joint invitation to the local not-for-profits might be how we approach it in Helsinki anyway. And really, instead of building up the education side, which is what we really want to do, is build up the celebration component and get them to see that NPOC is much more than just education. It's also about building community and celebrating community together. And at that time, we show them what our struggles were in a positive way, just in terms of organizing, being very young, and then some of our go-forward plans. I think then that would be more in a positive strategy. So that's just what I wanted to say.
Rudy?
Hello?
Rudy?
Yes, hello, you are online.
Yes, sorry, I was on mute. Sorry. Yes, Sam, go ahead.
Yeah, I have two questions here. One is, do we know specifically now what the ICANN outreach people are going to be doing? That's question one. And question two is, given that that is basically a holiday season for Finnish people, it's not clear to me how many people at the last minute would be attracted to either a commemorative 50-year event or an engagement event. Does anyone have a sense of how many people will even be there, given that it's a holiday period for them? So do we know what they are, Sam, for the record, do we know what they've planned, ICANN, and do we have any sense of how the holiday is going to figure into this?
Thank you, Sam, Rudy, for the transcript. Well, that's what I've been trying to do in the last week, almost every day. I've tried to get more information on what is the outreach, how is it scheduled, what is planned, what is foreseen. And the key person that can help us is Tanzanika. She is organizing from inside the ICANN meeting team the spaces, and she probably knows about the requests. Mariam is in contact with her, and we were a little bit depending on what comes from there. From the other side, I got from Jean-Jacques the commitment that if we want the outreach team from ICANN helping us, they are available. We need to call on them to move forward if we need them to help us getting people on into the meeting. With regards who will attend, well, I think that Klaus has been in contact with Finnish organizations. And Klaus, you have your hand up. You have the floor.
Yes. To try to answer the question from Sam and everybody, yes, in touch. And the event was planned in such a way that there would be active participation and presentation of Finnish NGOs at the event, and basically that's what they were interested in. They were not too much interested in just participating in the event, and especially because it's takes it is not a good time for them. So to be absolutely honest, if we get two or three people in the room, I would be absolutely surprised. And I think whatever you do on outreach now also has to be coming with a value proposal, and the value proposal just to attend an event to celebrate NPOC, however positive it is painted, I don't think it will bring people out of their midsummer up and come back to Helsinki to join us for an hour and a half. And I think otherwise we can talk as much as we like, and and the outreach team from ICANN can do a lot. The only people I can see coming in might be some people from the university, but I even doubt that one. They might be able to get a few students who didn't have enough money to go away. But otherwise, at this moment, and having no real value proposal for the NGO community, I think participation will be actually very low. I wish it was different.
Sam, go ahead.
Okay, Sam, for the record, given the structure of the ICANN meetings now, I would propose that any celebration of NPOC actually be delayed and coincide with one of the A meetings, the next large meeting. You know, we could toast each other, but I think anything significant should be at the large meeting.
Yes, really for the transcript. Thank you, Sam. With regards the concept is not just a celebration. That would be the final part. There was an idea of doing some more inreach. We have 60 plus members, and most of them we have never seen or heard of them. The idea would be to try to get them involved and participate, so that we really have something that the contact starts with them. And that would go together also with the ambassador idea, the ambassador program that should help us getting more people involved in what we do. It doesn't make sense that NPOC is just the officers that are active in the work we need to do. It should be much more than that. I have two people in the queue, and I think that Olivier also, I will first give the mic to John, then Martin, and then Olivier.
Thank you, Rudy. Jump for the record. So, two things. I want to talk about the membership involvement because that's my responsibility. So, I do need to schedule membership meetings on a monthly basis to get feedback and get people involved. So, I will start that right after the election, I guess. But in the interim, we can get them talking about some of the issues such as our mission. And I think I sent Sam a request to look at the NCUC mission and NPOC mission. And so we need to get the membership to start talking about that and get some feedback. So that's the first thing. So that's something that will actually start to happen immediately. The second thing is regarding the event in Helsinki. If COS has gone out and outreached to the not-for-profits and found out that it's holiday season, not-for-profits tend not to want to do anything when it's holiday season. It's very difficult to get in a room on a regular basis, never mind holiday time. Maybe what we can do is still send out the invite, but we focus on ICANN as a whole and the existing members, maybe via live streaming or whatever. Maybe it's time for us to get the rest of the NCUC people and the RALOs and invite them and to tell them what we're doing, what we're going to do, and get them to know what we have done. So, you know, sort of getting the ICANN people on side, because I think they don't know what we do anyway. And maybe that's a place where we start, as opposed to not do anything. So.
Thank you, John. Very information. We have next question.
We have Martin.
Hello, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Hello.
John, can you mute your mic?
Yes. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Anyone?
Yes.
Oh, someone answered. Okay. Anyone else?
Go ahead, Martin.
Hi, Sam.
Hello, yes.
Oh, okay. I have news about the ambassador program. It seems, do you remember that in Marrakesh we had the mentorship pilot program? Well, that program was actually going to grow, and now well, it has grown. Agustin and I have been designated to speak on behalf of the NPOC and the non-commercial stakeholder group. And we're going to go to Helsinki, and we're going to keep developing the mentorship program. And to speak briefly about the mentorship program, we are supposed to create a program that goes from the newcomer position all the way to the newcomer going to the community, getting involved with the constituency, and eventually having, if you wish, a local toolkit of the community, for instance, a toolkit of NPOC and a toolkit of the NCSG, and eventually have a mentorship program where leaders, all leaders of the community, will lead newcomers that are approved, that fit a profile. And we are just beginning with that. And this is going to be apparently staff. It's a staff project, so I think we can start working on the ambassador thing and try to use the staff that we're going to have in order to develop the things that we titled as ambassador, but that are absolutely identical to what staff is already planning and has already budgeted and has already people working on it. I don't know if you have any question about it.
Thank you, Martin. I'm a bit surprised that we didn't see any communication about that, even not on the SOAC leadership call. Nobody has been talking about that. And I, from what I got from Jean-Jacques a few hours ago, there was nothing that he knew about that one either. So it's a bit strange that it looks like there is communication to the mentors and mentees from that pilot program, but nobody else knows about that. That's not a good idea.
I'm giving you a heads up. This is not already official out there. It's an inside project of the team that is leading Janice. It's not inside the fellowship, but it's under the same head, which is Janice. And this is a heads up for the XCOM. This is not for public knowledge yet. This is not an official nomination. I'm just telling you what I'm co-working with staff here on this. And this is the heads up for you guys. That the ambassador thing that we wanted to do is already funded. It's already on our head. And we are already working on it in a even deeper level. What we can start doing inside NPOC is to gather the material from the pathfinders and the toolkit we have, and all the things we consider that NGOs should know about NPOC and ICANN, so we can start making an official toolkit for that. We're going to have budget. I'm not going to handle it, but we're going to have staff taking care of all the things that we already sort out that we need. This is an ongoing process. It started with the mentorship in Marrakesh. It wasn't clear back there. I was just called upon to work with each other. And now they told us that this is the real meaning of this. They were testing the program. They were testing the people that was going to work on the program. And then Agustin and I got in. We are going to be part of the official program, if you may. It's going to be very small. And we're going to be representing non-commercial stakeholder group. I think along with one other people from the NCC. But there's not going to be an NCSG people. I mean, we are the NCSG people. It's still new, it's fresh. I do have a lot of doubts and questions, but I'm giving you the unofficial view.
Thank you, Martin. Rudy, for the transcript. I'm really getting confused now completely because how can you schedule stuff and schedule your meetings if you don't know what's going on in a more global sense that touches upon your constituency or on your membership? But okay, good to have that information. We can keep that in our mind. Yeah, we keep that in our mind. I see, Klaus, you have your hand up. You have the floor. Klaus? Hello.
I can add something up if Klaus.
Klaus? I see that there is voice going through his mic, but I don't hear him. Mm. I have second in the queue. John, you have the floor?
Thank you, Rudy. Just on Martin's point, it seems like every time we plan something, we wanted to do civil society outreach, and staff took that. We wanted to, looked at working with them for civil society outreach, but we need to have programs that we brand and promote our education programs. So, you know, we thought, okay, we'll create an ambassador program and they can work within the region so that they can promote the education and all of that. And now we won't have even that program to work with. It sounds like we're supposed to put materials together so staff can promote it. It's kind of frustrating to come up with programs. What are you outreaching? You know, we have webinars that we want to push. But the ambassador program was to get the different not-for-profits involved and their issues are and get people trained so that they can be answering and be, you know, ask the expert like it was a real program to interact with the different not-for-profits in particular and advise them on a local level what's forthcoming. It seems very disappointing because I was pretty excited about this outreach program myself. So,
thank you, John. Klaus, are you back online?
Thank you.
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yes, we hear you. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I lost the last four or five minutes. Martin, whilst I'm very, very happy to hear from you for update, and I understand that it looks like something good, I think it's actually something which is very, very detrimental for us, for the multi-stakeholder projects and everything we are standing for. These kind of programs, projects, and so on, need to come from the communities and not from staff. They cannot just simply and ask for our materials and assume that we will make this material available. Is a general trend in staff now and also in the outreach team to basically cover the functions of the constituency. This is quite understandable sometimes, but it is completely in contrary to the multi-stakeholder model, and I think we really have to make a stand here. Even however good the program is, however much funding there is available, I think we really need to communicate to staff that this is the role of the constituencies and to do, and not for staff. The role of staff is to assist us, but to create programs for us. The program can't be community built if we don't hear anything from it beforehand.
Thank you, Klaus.
Can I talk? Guys, I know you are hearing this for the first time, but there's always a first time. I'm working under the head of the program. This is the first communication. This is the first step. This is the first reach out. There's nothing has been made yet. They just called me and told me, Martin, we're starting this project. We would like you to assist us, and you're going to be, besides assisting in general task, you're going to be representing the non-commercial interest, and you're going to communicate with the community. You're going to be some sort of liaison, representant, whatever you want to call it. The truth is, they're giving us a shell. They're just that they're going to point the communication channels, they're going to point things to create the newcomers to flow into the community, but the community has to be ready to welcome the newcomers, to welcome them with a toolkit, with a presentation letter, with whatever we want to do. If we don't want to do anything, for instance, I think the CCNSL said, people said, we don't want any of that because we already have it. We already have a welcoming guide. We already have a newcomer project. We even have a mentorship thing that is already working on there. So we have the opportunity to actually implement, create the ambassador program. We can name it whatever we want. We can name it the newcomers toolkit and mentorship. We can name it MPOX ambassador. But it's going to be fueled and it's going to be inside an environment of the newcomers strategy of the whole ICANN thing. This is exactly what we were complaining, that we don't have enough communication. This is communication. This is just the first step. There was always going to be a first hearing.
But Martin, I'm sorry. We have a constituency. We have an ExCom. We have people. We are deciding things together. How can staff decide who's speaking for civil society or for NTUC or for MPO. These things need to be transparent. These things need to be coming from the constituency. If staff would have done that, wants to do that, they should have come to the constituency, should have said, we would suggest that, or we would like to see the following happen. What do you think about it? How can we help you to implement it? Not basically implementing a shell. You have to think about, Martin, this is about policy making. This shell is already constitutes a policy. And the policy making can't be done or not even can't create even a shell from the staff. We have to be extremely careful in that, because otherwise we are really undermining the multi-stakeholder project. I know that you are disappointed about my reaction and maybe other reactions, but I'm sorry, Martin, we have to be absolutely clear in ICANN who's making the policies, and it's not staff.
Thank you, Klaus. Ready for the transcript. Before we are degrading our call here, let's do it as follows. I will go back to outreach and the global strategy engagement team. in order to understand what's going on, what Martin, what the Genesis is doing is essentially focused on Fellowship and Next Gen. That's a completely different group of people already. So if that's the way they want to extend what they did in the Fellowship, I have no problem with that. But it is in conflict with what we heard last week during the civil society engagement call with Adam Peake and Jean-Jacques Anton, and they are not aware of it. While they are going, they are asking the same questions to us also about providing what we are doing and our materials. And at the same time, they are using also the communication channels. So let's not run too fast. I will cross-check again with Jean-Jacques, first of all, and see if he is aware of that this is going on, so that there is no conflict in the meetings, because this is the way meetings will be deorganized in Helsinki by having two people in one room and two people in another room and four people in another room, while you could have the eight in one room. So let's cross-check first of all that one. And with regard to our ambassador program, I would say let's go with our ambassador program. There is still some work that needs to be done on that one. We need to get it on paper so that we can communicate it. And that would be the next step to me. So far, I didn't hear Olivier. I don't know, Olivier, do you have any comments? Do you have any idea, proposals here? I don't hear Olivier. Meanwhile, I will give the floor to Joan. You have the hand up, Joan.
Thank you, Rudy. So I agree with you about we go ahead with our ambassador program. And how Claus outlines it is that we would represent the community. We're going to, you know, it was suggested, I believe it was in Marrakech in LA as well, that we design a program where we're asking the community the question. And then we end up, there's a lot of echo, then we end up designing the program around the responses that we get from the different communities to truly make it community-driven, as opposed to us creating the parameters. We were going to be wanted to ask the question and let the community decide how we choose, what are the criteria for an ambassador program, who becomes it, how it works. I believe that's how we were going to do it. But to have two programs, even if one is focusing on newcomers, people are going to start to get, I think, confused. But, you know, I really love the idea of MPOC having ambassadors who are trained, that who have a mentor that's existing in the membership, and then can go out and promote what it is that we do. I think that's essentially what we want to do, to create value for our membership. You know, our focus would be very community-driven. So that's what I would say.
Thank you, John. Olivier, are you still there?
Yes.
Do you have any comments, any remarks?
No, I have no comments for the moment, please.
Okay, thank you. Sam, are you still there?
I'm still here, yeah.
Any remarks with regard to that pilot program?
Well, with regard to Helsinki, I don't see how we can do anything. The constituency that Klaus reached out to begin with was interested in a wider remit than the remit that we are constrained to, and they have since said that they won't be there. So I'm not quite sure what we can do other than, and I'm not in favor of this being a footnote into whatever staff does. I don't like that idea either, but I don't you know, I would prefer holding our big guns for a meeting that's more inclusive.
Thank you, Sam. And I have the same feeling. That's probably the reason why it's so confusing about meeting space and getting time slots. It looks like there is no leader anymore in ICANN, and there is no guidance, and everybody is trying to do things in a corner, and there is no global overview anymore. So I'm a bit afraid that we're losing track of the real goal of the Helsinki meeting. I will try again. I will do my best, but I cannot spend every day working on trying to figure out what ICANN finally is going to try to do. I will give them a deadline, and they have to provide me information for that deadline. That deadline is the latest Thursday point. I'm done with this because I spent 2 weeks time only on trying to figure out what we could do in Helsinki. That's too much, aside all the other work we need to do. Martin, I see you still have your hand up. Is that a new hand or an old hand?
It's definitely a new hand.
Yep,
the policy. I have an update.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we hear you.
Well, I have officially. I have officially joined the right section. New PDP.
RPM.
And now we're gonna have a new representation there. Yep. Just that. That the group has started. They already had their first meeting, and they're having their second call later this week. And that project has started. MPOC is already represented and working inside there. And I'm also exchanging with the other people inside the group, even beside the calls. So we are starting to be active there, and it's a really important group.
Thank you, Martin, but I'm a bit surprised because I was on the call, the RPM call, last week, and we didn't see or hear you on that call. So I'm wondering if you were really in the RPM, and they are quite strict now. If you are not registered as a member, you will not have rights to write on the mailing list, first of all, and secondly, you will not have access to the calls anymore. There is a webinar call this week still, Wednesday, if I'm not wrong. There are two calls on Wednesday for that meeting. Be clear. If you have some questions about, let me know, because otherwise you will not be on the call or not allowed on the call if you're not as a member. There are observers and there are members. Have a look at the mail exchanges that have been sent end of last week and during the weekend. That's all I can tell you about the RPM. Now, back to our, that we are 5 minutes to the hour. For the elections, let's be clear. John, we finalized the message. And we put it on the website, and we kick off the communications around the elections. Is that clear to you?
Yes, it is. I'm going to send the final stuff to everyone right after this call, and that's what is going to be sent out. Everyone has responded. I assume those who wanted to respond. Otherwise, it's a go-ahead. I tried to make sure that the Exxon knew when to send out, and we're ready to go.
Okay. Thank you very much, John. Then with regards to policy, I'm actually with the SEI, we have passed the full consensus stage for issue one, which means the motions and amendments issues. And the second issue, vice chair and chair elections process, there is still one discussion going on. We have four scenarios possible, and depending on, we will put them on mail shortly in the SCI. Once the full consensus call has got the deadline, that will go for public comments, and after the public comments period, it will go to the council. Normally, that one will go to the council in June in Helsinki. Other policy work that is going on is, and it's in a few minutes, the new GTLD subsequent procedures. That's also a quite important one. That's ongoing work. And with regards to Klaus' question about what is our position on the changes of the bylaws, that's indeed also something that we should try to work on, but I would propose that we do that on the mailing list. We will probably not have time enough to do it today. Or we should have a policy call that focuses only on the policy issues. I have, again, three hands in the queue. Martin, you have still your hand up, or is it still an old one?
No one.
Yeah, okay. Klaus, you're next.
Yes, I think we really should have a call on the bylaw changes, because these comments are nearly as important as the overall comments on the CCWG. And I really would like to have a conversation, either as a group or what topic, what Martin was talking about, because it's not about the ambassador program, it's about the general tendency of staff now to do constituency work and not to let us do our work in the proper way. This is an extremely important role. I would like either to have a group call on this, or just the people who are interested in it to talk about it quite soon. Thank you. This would be the two topics I think we really need to cover
Thank you, Klaus. As Rudy, for the transcript, as I said, it one is a policy committee call, I would say, that is independent from let's say, more the strategic things that we as an ExCom need to handle. What I propose is that I check with Jean-Jacques, with Adam Peak, and with somebody from the global stakeholder engagement team, to have a call as early and as possible, so that we get clearance on what is going on, because to me it's quite unclear. And so far, from what I got from the civil society engagement call last week, as well as from what I've had from Jean-Jacques, it is still constituencies who decide the work they are doing and how they do it. It's not staff at all. So to me, that's quite clear. But again, I will try to set up a call with the people that are responsible inside ICANN. I would even call on David Olive, because he is at the highest level, to give us a clear view on what's going on, and what our duty is, and what ICANN's staff duty is, so that we get clearance on those two. John, you have your hand up. You're next.
I think all the plans that we're talking about are good. I just wanted to mention something about the membership call, and this is actually just a confirmation with Miriam and with the team. Miriam, did you book the Adobe room for Thursday? And we need to know the time. And will you send out the invites instead of me for the Adobe call?
Can you hear me? Yeah, hi, sorry. I'm saying that's correct, yes. I'll send out the invite and the room for the Adobe room. I mean, the way I usually would send the invite, I'll do that.
Okay, thank you very much, Mariam.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, I lost my screen. Sorry, 1 second. Where is it? It's here? Yeah, okay. I know it's still very vague and blurry, But I think we move forward in a way that we understand that there is something that can be done in Helsinki, but we need clearance this week about what can happen and how it will happen. Otherwise, we just go and do the classical meetings over there, which in fact was the focus. It's policy work. Before I forget and before ending this call, I've already tested with Joan to see if it works from her side too. I've created a profile concept in the NPOC website that allows each member to have access to the profile and add or modify the data in that profile. The goal is to allow them to promote themselves also a little bit more so that we can put their organization visually into the NPOC community. Each member will receive an email with the login and password information so that each member can go into the profile. Joan has been testing it also, and it worked well. So that will allow us to start also using our membership through the website itself. I think so far the actions for next calls is one, a policy committee call that allows us to discuss the bylaws and eventually a few other issues that are on the table. The second call is on the membership that Joan is leading. And a third call for eventually this week would be a call for clearance on how things are going on in ICANN with the Global Stakeholder Engagement Team, plus eventually David Olive and Jean-Jacques, if possible, so that we know what's going on there and that we get clearance on what we can do and what we cannot do. Is that okay for everyone? I see Martin has blanked. Okay, thank you, Sam. So I think we didn't move that far, but I'm trying to do as much as I can. I'm limited to what I'm getting as information, and it is as confusing as possible. If you get other information through other channels, that doesn't work. So I think we can call this meeting to an end because I have to jump into the UGTLD subsequent procedures call that starts now. I started already. So keep your eyes on your mailbox because we will send some information about the next calls later today and tomorrow. Thank you all. See you soon. Mariam, can you stop the recording?
Thank you very much, everyone, for attending the call. You may now stop the recording, please.